He's 2 years younger.
A lot.
There we go. All right. I'd like to call the December 5th meeting of Ways and Means to order. Budget amendment number 55. I'm going to withdraw that amendment, but I just want to speak about it really quick, and I'll speak about it, I think, later on tonight as well. This was an amendment to adjust the county attorney salaries. I've tried to, with the help of the execs in the finance department, to figure out comparable salaries in the other attorneys' offices here, and it's just all over the place. It's going to require much more time than we had to get this done for tonight. So I would just ask for the fellow legislators to be mindful of, I'm going to be coming back probably January or February and asking for an amendment to the budget at that point. So, but I will withdraw it at this time. Number 42, overall expenditure reduction. Can I have a motion?
Make motion.
Brian, second?
Second.
Fabiano, discussion? Ms. Chair Bartels?
I'm most interested in...
Chair Bartels, use the microphone.
Sorry about that. Since we've looked at this not so in depth, what we haven't looked at is I believe, 56, right?
Yes.
Is there any way that we can take 56 out of order so that we can
sure. We'll
all be up to speed with all three and then have a discussion about all three? I think that was the intent.
Okay. Then 56, counter on budget, move as presented before you. Can I have a motion? Mr. Chair Cahill, Secretary Fabiano, discussion?
This is yours now?
Yeah. So there were several amendments, several adjustments within this amendment. We went back and forth with the execs team and with the finance department, asking for the sheriff's. And asked for some clarification on what the expenses in those lines were. And after back and forth several times, I think we're uncomfortable with a lot of the explanations that were given. So the net impact is $710,000 roughly, $100,000 of that going into contingency, the rest going back into the from the fund balance.
It just seems kind of light. I know you did a surgical analogy the other day, but it's like the equivalent of removing a mole from the budget, and I would have rather been a little more with the history of leftover expenditures, as great as they are and as consistent as they are. I feel, especially if we were going to move more of it into contingency, where at least there's just some oversight, where if you really do, I mean, all of a sudden this is the year, because that's ultimately what we're hearing. Yes, 5 years in a row we've been over in these departments, but this is the year we actually need every last penny. So I think we should have been more aggressive, and to be honest, I've said it before, I think the executive branch of government, the executive and their budget department, should be doing more of this. You know, I heard somebody say the other day that's not the way to do it with Laura, where she's just kind of telling businesses do that all the time, so do governments. Laura told me that when she was a department head and oversaw a budget over in New Paltz for years, she said every year they literally came to her. The board would come to her and say, you need to find a 5% or 7%, you need to find us this. Right. So it is something that's done in government. And so I think Laura's got a good idea. I think we need to do more of it. And like I said, I just don't know why the executive historically has never done this. Why doesn't the budget department ever come to us and say, hey, look, we went back and we found where we were wasted. It's just never happened. It's a bigger, bigger, more bloated budget every year. And at least we're doing something. And if yours is the only one that passes, it's something. And at least it starts a trend and creates the pathway for an approach. So that's that.
Chair Bartels.
Thanks. Yeah, you know, I like really... especially the end of Legislator Maloney's statement. I think this should start a trend and set us on a path. Ideally, we could start out the year with a more expansive look at all of, and then be monitoring those lines, have our financial people flag those lines early, be monitoring them as the year goes on, so that we're ready when budget time comes to counter if the lines are staying at the same level without having realized the drawdown. You know, I was here on at least at least 1 year when we did the approach that Legislator Petit recommended. It might have actually happened over two separate years. The difference was that when the request went out to trim the budgets, it went out in advance of this day. It didn't happen as a directive in the adoption of the budget. It happened as a directive before the adoption of the budget, and each department came back to us, one at a desperate time when I think you were there when we were facing this radical tax increase, and another at a less desperate time, but where we were also looking to make cuts, where each department came and talked through where they could find some savings. There were departments that didn't and couldn't, and explained why. And there were other departments where they were able to exceed the directive that we gave them. And I think that it's a reasonable approach, just not one that I would want to take in the adoption and then go back and adjust line for line the budget to fit what we're saying. Because again, we don't have the answers on how each one would do it. So, but I would be open to it at an earlier stage of the budgeting process.
Any other discussion? I'll just say, am I happy with this 100%? No. This was, you know, back and forth, and everybody walks away a little bit upset, then I guess we're doing the right thing. I would prefer we do a zero-based budgeting and start from the ground up, but that hasn't happened, and I don't know if that ever will happen here. But that would be my approach. And just, you know, the time frame in which we have to actually go over this budget, take it apart, and then put it back together again. It's just very, very tight. And I'm hoping next year that this will be a little bit different, but for now, this is as best as I can say we can get to. All right. So 56, all those in favor as amended?
Aye.
Opposed? Okay, not opposed. All right, going back then to 42. Is there any other discussion on that? All those in favor? Opposed? You're opposed?
No, I'm in favor.
You're in favor of 42, okay.
So 1-3.
1-3, yep. Okay, thank you. 51, historically over budgeted accounts. Your motion? Mr. Cahill, second. Chair Martell, second. Discussion? Mr. Amorani?
We've talked about it before. I could foresee the same outcome as 42 with regards to the votes here, but our budget analysts went through and they went back, I believe, 4 years at least, and these were consistently historically over budgeted departments and offices. And what it does is it basically just lowers it a reasonable percentage and leaves it up to them to disperse, each department head to redisperse the money accordingly. So rather than go through line by line and take a specific amount out, we're taking a small percentage, leaving them with a chunk that would have historically been enough for them to completely function off of all year long. And what ends up happening is, and something that I've been looking into and just spoke to our budget people about, is at the end of the year, we're a little unique with the blankets, the kind of carte blanche we give our finance and budget people to go through and fill gaps. So when we budget, and it's one thing in a county our size, we're never going to be truly, you know, balanced with our budget. There's too many variables. But we're more unbalanced, I believe, than we need to be. And that ends up with all those things. At the end of the year, the last thing we approve is the ability to go through without us having any oversight and moving things all over the budget, department to department, salary line, everything, all over the place. And other counties actually require, they approve the same thing ultimately, but they require to see each movement. So at the end of the year, rather than give a carte blanche ability, and we never think about it again, to go and move all this money around, we actually just ask, yes, we know you have to balance it, show us what, where you're taking from and where you're moving to, which ends up being a wonderful tool when we're trying to do something like this. So I think that's another thing that hopefully the incoming executive will be open to talk about without fighting. We can do it legislatively if we want to or not. but whether they want it or not, but hopefully they agree to it. It's what other places do, and I'm surprised I don't know the history of how we got to the end of the year resolution that opens it up with no oversight to moving money all around the budget, but we did get there somehow, and I think it ties into what we're trying to do right here. So whether or not Ways and Means today, it's a little tiny Ways and Means today, whether or not the people that are actually here doing their job are willing to go for some big cuts, I doubt. Maybe Dino is, but that's my spiel. Our budget analysts put a lot of good hard work into it, and I think it's fair, and I think you'd find if we did it, we could put a lot of it into contingency in case we did overdo it. I don't think we did. I think at the end of the year you'd find these departments functioned just fine, and most of them probably wouldn't have to come to us. But we'd have it in contingency if we wanted to. But that's if we want to really, really roll up our sleeves and fund appropriate.
Chair Bartels?
So I definitely appreciate both the intent of Legislator Maloney and the work of our financial analysts, because I don't doubt that this was a lot of work. And I don't think if it's something that doesn't move forward tonight, that it's something that we should just, you know, put into the revolving file and forget about. I think it's a document that we should first of all be cross-referencing, like ready to look at the end of the year to see where it vetted out. But before that, also getting feedback from the executive side about on each line, which is something that I didn't see, that I might have a little more comfort in supporting it today if I heard the feedback from the exec's office on it, which I haven't. I mean, I've heard only very little bit. You know, I think it connects with the resolution that we just passed, 56. It's a similar approach. In some ways, it's more conservative. In other ways, it's less. You know, it's more broad reaching, but it's taking only a percentage. So, I do think that this is like we're taking a first step, but something that I think we should branch out and expand aggressively over the course of the year, so that when we get to budget time, again, we're ready with these flagged lines. We're ready to say internally on our side, we're ready with the flagged lines, and when the budget gets presented, we're able to say, well, we have this line, this line, this line, this line. We can ask the questions right of the day after the budget presentation. So that's kind of where I'm at. But again, I really do appreciate the work both of Legislator Maloney and of our financial analysts.
Any other discussion? I will say I do agree with Legislator Maloney. I'm used to where budget modifications are approved by the board, in this case the legislature. I'm not used to where, as he puts it, give carte blanche to just move money around. So it is something I'm interested in exploring for next year, because I think that is the right way. It forces us to have to really pay attention to where money's going, being moved in and out. All right, all those in favor? Opposed? Okay. 610, adopting Ulster County budget for fiscal year commencing January 1st, 2023. Have a motion?
Make a motion.
Senator Cahill? Get a second?
Second.
Chair Bartels? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. 611, adopting Ulster County capital program for 2023-2028. Have a motion? Senator Cahill?
Second.
Second. Fabiana? Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
Carried. Controller Gallagher, do you have anything? Controller Gallagher, do you have anything? No? All right, if not, can I get a motion to adjourn?
Motion.
Second. Cahill, discussion. All those in favor?
All right.
Opposed? Thank you.